Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Let us pray. Father, as we now come to open up your word, we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come and to speak. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would help us to hear your word, and that you would help us, Lord, with the struggles that we have in life, to hear what it is that you're saying to us today. Take away all distractions, Lord, that we will hear you and know that you are with us. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't need to tell you that we live in a world of anxiety. Mental health survey in the UK in 2018 reported that 61% of those surveyed felt anxiety. In the past year, 74% of people have felt so stressed that they've been overwhelmed or unable to cope. And in America, anxiety disorders are ranked as the number one mental health problem among women and number two among men, second only to drug and alcohol abuse. It's become known as the Big A in America. And the most alarming thing of all is that it's affecting our children more than adults. In America, Max Lucado said this: the average high school student today experiences the same level of anxiety as the average psychiatric patient did in the early 1950s. Why the increase? Well, here's some of the reasons that people cited. Many were anxious because of their own or a friend or a relative's long-term health condition. And we know that to be true, don't we, from experience. We find a lump and it's cancer. We have blood tests done and we think the worst. Or we're watching on with a loved one or we're walking with a friend through sickness and we're worried about them. We're anxious for them. I guess it comes as no surprise that financial worries was another one cited. How am I going to pay for the bills? Social media was another one. It's incredible to think that 12% said this, that feeling like they needed to respond to messages instantly was a stressor. 46% of 18 to 24-year-olds who have experienced high levels of stress felt that comparing themselves to others was a source of stress. People were also anxious due to their appearance, and their body image, obviously affecting women more than men. The young adults were anxious about where they were going to live. And younger people have higher stresses relating to pressure to succeed. It's incredible to think that 60% of those of 18 to 24-year-olds felt pressure to succeed. And it's a great lesson to us who are parents, isn't it? About the pressures that we put on our children to succeed. One reporter said the things that contribute to killing our composure include rapid social change, advanced technology, constant global threats, media saturation, and even our own personal crisis. We live in a world today that's saturated with anxiety. We're anxious about being anxious. And I can guess that you're maybe here this morning and you're anxious about something. And you've got to allow God to help you today. We are going to have anxiety in some shape or form, but I guess the secret is not to allow it to control us or to keep us back from serving God or being used by God and living out God's purpose for our lives. Now, after all that I have said, it'll come as no surprise then. And most of you are aware of Kindle. If you read books on your iPad, that the most highlighted verse, according to Amazon, is these verses, Philippians 4, 6 and 8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So here's Paul's remedy for our anxiety. And that is, bring some calm, C-A-L-M, into the midst of it. Now, before we look at that, I want to say at the outset that some people need medication to help them with anxiety and depression. They have tablets that have been prescribed by your doctor, and I want to make it clear that there's a distinction between medical anxiety versus situational anxiety. Needing medication or therapy for anxiety does not make you a second-class citizen and can certainly be a part of the approach that God uses to bring healing into your life. So here's how God wants to help us to leave here today with some calm in the midst of your anxiety. See, control belongs to God. Control belongs to God. You've met people, haven't you, and they are control freaks. They need to be in charge of everything, and they try to control their lives, and they try to control everything and everyone connected with them. Well, you can try all you like, but there are certain things you can't control in life. You can't control when you're going to be born. You can't control when you're going to be sick or ill or given bad news. You can be the wealthiest person in the world, but you can't control your health. You can't control when your job is no longer. You can't control when your son or daughter is going to let you down. When someone drives out in front of you and you end up in hospital. You can't control when your nearest or dearest is taken from you. There are so many things in life we can't control, and that's good because God is sovereign. He is the one who is in control. He's the one who reigns. He's the one who has set out our lives and who knows us better than we know ourselves. He is the one who loved us so much. And he sent Jesus to die on a cross for our sins. And Paul says, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. In the Greek, that's a continual rejoicing. It's rejoicing all the time. And Paul says it again, in case you've missed the point. Again, I will say, rejoice. This joy that he talks about in earlier verses is not based on how we feel about our personal circumstances, but on the fact of our fellowship with Christ and on the facts about him. Think about Christ, says Paul. He urges the Philippian Christians to think about Christ, and you'll be able to taste joy no matter what you face in life, no matter what your circumstances. Oswald Chambers' definition of joy is fitting. Joy means a perfect fulfillment of that for which I was created and regenerated. Paul's joy is rooted in God's faithfulness. Joy is contentment and delight in God. A delight in God that's not based on our circumstances, our material things. The secret to it all is in the words of Jesus, who before his betrayal said this, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." Paul says in Romans 5, 1-3, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance." Rejoice in the Lord always, says Paul. He is the one who is in control of your life, no matter what it is that you face. C, control belongs to God. A, ask for help. The prescription for your anxiety is prayer. Paul is talking about the careful, persistent spreading of your needs before God, detailing our situations and our anxieties. The praying Christian discovers what? He discovers that the mysterious peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, dear friends, the world is in turmoil today. So very sad. People are simply looking for peace in their lives and they can't find it. They are looking escapes from the anxiety that's weighing heavily on their minds. Some turn to alcohol, an ever-increasing number to drugs. Very often, for some, the only way out is to take their own lives, which they hope will give them peace. Many people are trying to seek freedom from anxiety, but trying to empty their minds, it's not going to work. Paul tells them that true peace can only be ours when our minds are properly filled. Control belongs to God. A, ask Him for help. The praying Christian knows the peace of God. And L, leave your worries with Him. True peace does not come with the absence of conflict, but from the presence of Christ in your life. And you need to learn to leave your worries with Him. You come and you say, I'm going to give you my anxieties and my worries, and God says, I'm going to give you my calm. The sea that one day is raging and splashing its waves over the harbor wall with turbulence can the next day be calm and still and peaceful, and that's what God wants for you, if you'll only allow Him to do it. Some people come to Christ with their worries, but instead of leaving their rucksack of burden at the cross, they pick it up again. I remember a friend who had come out of alcoholism, and he was taken by his friend to a pond. And at the side of this pond was a sign, no fishing. No fishing. The problem with my friend was that he kept going back into the past. And the guy who took him said, you've got to picture leaving your burdens and your worries and your concerns and your past in that pond. Leave them with Jesus. And then he said, remember, no fishing. No fishing. The problem had been that he kept going back. But from that day at the pond, he left it all with God. Control belongs to God. Ask. Praying Christian finds peace. Leave your worries and your burdens with Him. He says, come unto me, all ye are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Finally, M, meditate on good things. By following this prescription, we can start to truly learn how to be anxious for nothing. Paul points the Philippians to the store from which they can furnish their minds. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Fill your minds with these things, and the God of peace will be with you. In other words, fill your minds with all the things that are true and honorable and just and pure and lovely, commendable, excellent, or praiseworthy. Because a mind full of these things will leave little room for the anxiety-producing, peace-disrupting, and joy-destroying thoughts that the world wants to fill your mind with day and daily. How has the Brexit thing played out? By producing anxiety and worry in people's minds so that they would vote one way or another, and still being played out that way. So in conclusion, and I hope that this will be of some value to you as you leave this building today, I pray that you'll be able to leave your anxiety and stress and worries and burdens with the Lord. Joy is anchored in the belief in the sovereignty of God, that God is in control, even when life seems out of control. Rather than trying to control every situation, we can surrender control to God. Lasting peace does not come from the absence of problems, but rather the presence of a sovereign God who works everything together according to his perfect plan. I've never preached in this pulpit before, but I want to ask you a question. Who is in control of your life? Who flies the plane? Because when it boils down to it, there are really three main ways you can view God's role in this life. You can, number one, God is absent and he doesn't exist. Number two, there is a God who started everything but then walked away. Or number three, God is your Father. And if he's your Father, he's in complete control and he loves us like sons and daughters. I trust that you know him this morning, and if you don't, that maybe even today you will come and you will put your trust and faith in him. You will seek forgiveness for your sins, and you will seek to serve. You will find that peace that passeth all understanding. You see, God never promised that life would be a smooth journey with no turbulence. In fact, Jesus warned us that we would face trouble in this world. But we can take heart. Why? Because he has overcome the world. And so, will you let the peace that surpasses understanding and comes from his Holy Spirit guard your hearts and your minds today? Because I believe if you can, you can truly be anxious for nothing. Amen.